She turned without speaking and went over to the MD droid monitoring Shivu's vital signs.
"How's the prisoner?" she asked.
"Prisoner 9032BT is recovering as scheduled. He should be ready to resume interrogation tomorrow morning, assuming his electrolytes stabilize."
"I'm afraid we'll have to move that up."
Tahiri glanced over at Ben, then added,
"There have been some developments that require a more aggressive approach."
"I can't authorize that. With his electrolytes so far out of balance, a substantial physical stress of that kind is likely to induce myocardial infarction."
"You mean his heart might fail?"
Tahiri turned to Ben.
"What do you think, Ben? Do we need to risk a myocardial infarction?"
"There wouldn't be any use in it. I won't tell you where our base is."
Tahiri sighed.
"I was afraid you'd say that."
She glanced at the guards behind him, and Ben's back began to prickle with danger sense.
"It appears we'll have to do this the hard..."
Ben was already spinning to defend himself, but he never heard the final way. His body simply erupted into one huge cramp as both guards fired their stun rifles and Tahiri triggered his stun cuffs, and he felt himself falling into a white electric fire. When Ben finally stopped falling, he found himself chained into a heavy hover chair. Shivu was lying across from him, still strapped into his bed, but with the security panel lowered. The MD was standing at one corner of the bed.
"Good," Tahiri said. "Now that we're all here and awake, perhaps you'd care to say hello to your spy, Ben."
Shivu's eyes snapped open.
"Ben?"
"Right here, Captain. I'm sorry. I didn't think they'd be watching you. Someone must have..."
"Ben, don't. We're soldiers."
Shivu's gaze slid to Ben.
"You haven't told them anything, have you?"
Ben shook his head.
"Nothing."
Shivu's cracked lips formed a smile.
"Good man."
He glanced over at Tahiri.
"Keep it that way. No matter what this little..."
"That's enough."
Tahiri made a gesture with her finger, and Shivu's mouth clamped shut so hard that his teeth clacked. She turned to Ben.
"Let me tell you how this is going to work, Jedi Skywalker."
"It isn't going to work," Ben retorted. "I wouldn't betray the entire order to save one man."
"No?"
Tahiri shook her head, then reached into Shivu's bed and placed her thumb over his eye.
"I can't tell you how much I hope you really don't mean that."
She began to push, and Shivu's mouth opened in an involuntary scream. His pulse rate shot up, and several of the waves crawling across the monitor above his bed oscillated wildly and erratically. Ben's guts began to tie themselves into cold, greasy knots, and he reached out with the force, trying to pull Tahiri's hand away. She fought him, and at the same time depressing a button on the remote in her free hand. Four liquid jolts of pain shot through Ben's limbs and met in a burning collision inside his chest, and his concentration crumbled away in cinders. Shivu's arms and legs began to flutter against the restraints, and Tahiri said,
"There's only one way you're going to stop this, Ben. How much pain are you willing to cause your friend?"
"A lot less than I'm willing to cause you."
Tahiri looked genuinely hurt.
"I'm sorry to hear that."
And then Ben heard it, recognized that Shivu wasn't just screaming, that he was yelling one long word.
"Quiet!"
Ben clenched his jaw tight, then reached out again with the force. This time, however, he was contacting not Tahiri, but Shivu, pouring soothing energies toward him, touching his mind with soft suggestions of unconsciousness. As Shivu's screams grew a little less frenzied, Tahiri pulled her hand away and frowned at the MD droid.
"What's wrong? You told me he was completely awake."
The droid studied Shivu's vital signs, which were oscillating more wildly than ever.
"The prisoner is as conscious as medical stimulants can make him. He has simply grown accustomed to the pain you are inflicting on him. That's the only reasonable hypothesis."
"Not the only one,"
Tahiri said, looking to Ben. Ben shook his head.
"I don't know what you're talking about."
"You're lying, Ben."
Tahiri raised her hand, and tiny forks of force lightning began to dance on her fingertips.
"I don't think your mother would have approved."
Before Ben could respond, she moved her hand over one of the half-healed blaster burns on Shivu's torso, then released a blue bolt of force energy. The monitor broke into an unreadable scribble of oscillating colors, and a long horse rattle poured from Shivu's mouth. half a dozen different alarms began to beep and chime from the monitor. Then, all the lines went flat.
The MD droid cocked its head, studying Shifu's vital signs for a moment.
Prisoner 9032BT has expired.